The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury. Your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage in life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Laughter Forest Products. For more than six generations, Laughter Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are live at Russell Sage Rink on the campus of Hamilton College. This is Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. This evening, the Middlebury Panthers take on the Hamilton Continentals. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. It's sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Brent Luthner here at Sage Rink, where the Panthers and Continentals will get together to do battle here this evening. But before that, let's recap what happened last weekend. It was a home-and-home set against Williams. The first game did not go according to plan for the Panthers. Williams came out with a 3-0 victory. First period goals by David Italiano at the 1:27 mark and Wyatt Glover at the 2:54 mark made it 2-0 2-0 Williams. A third period goal by Roberto Cellini at the 8:08 mark would make it 3-0, and that would be the final score. Williams out shooting Middlebury by a score of 29-23. That was the shot totals in which Williams won the game on Friday night by a score of 3-0. Then Saturday night, the two teams got together again. This time it was in Williamstown, Massachusetts. As our good friend Kim Lower would say, in the land of the purple cow. And Middlebury once again would find themselves down early in this game as they would fall behind in the first period. Alex Haggerty would make it 1-0 at the 4:31 mark. Frankie Mork would then make it 2-0 at 5:48. So quickly, Williams once again was on top. They would add two more goals. David Italiano at 13:43 and Marcus Malika, I should say, at 14:46. That fourth goal chased Stephen Klein for the second time in three games, making it 4-0. Brian Ketchabal would come on and would play solid, just stellar goaltending. Turned aside all 28 shots he would face. The Panthers would get one goal back in the third period. Greg Conrad picked up his fifth from Brendan Dawson and Travis Stevens at 2:10. But that would be the only goal Middlebury would score as Williams would sweep the home-and-home set with a 4-1 victory against the Panthers. And so now Middlebury comes into this one, and the math is real simple for them. They need to win. Hypothetically, they're still alive, but it's a very, very long shot, to say the least, in the NESCAC standings. Well, Williams right now at the top, 10-3-3. These Hamilton Continentals coming at 9-3-4. Colby at 9-4-3. Trinity at 9-5-2. So 3 points separate the top four. Wesleyan sits at fifth. Amherst at six. Tufts tied it for six as well. Bowdoin right now in the eighth and final spot. Middlebury tied with Connecticut College for ninth. Four back, two games to play. And so essentially Middlebury needs to win both. Bowdoin needs to lose both and then get a ton of help in the middle there to have a chance. Will Middlebury, in fact, it's going to be even more difficult because Amherst and Tufts pretty much need to win both of their games. So it's almost as if Middlebury is, for all intents and purposes, eliminated. Mathematically, that is. When we return, we'll look ahead to what's going to happen in this evening's game between Middlebury and Hamilton. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And we welcome you back to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. Middlebury and Hamilton, the second and final regular season meeting between the two squads coming up here tonight. One of five games on the NESCAC hockey schedule this evening, the other ones. Williams visiting Amherst. That is a 7 o'clock start. All of them are 7 o'clock starts. Tufts is at Bowdoin, as well as Connecticut College at Colby. And then the home-and-home set for this last round. Trinity and Wesleyan will get going at 7 p.m. That game at Wesleyan tonight. As we get set for Hamilton and Middlebury here at Sage Rink. Panthers come into this game, of course, overall with a record of 3-17-2. The Hamilton Continentals 15-3-4. Hamilton started off this season a school record 13-game unbeaten streak, I should say. 11-0-2 to start their season. In a little bit of a hiccup where they went 1-3-2 in a six-game stretch, but have since won three in a row. Middlebury had those back-to-back shutouts against Tufts and Wesleyan, but since then have had the tough go of it. Lost three in a row, of course, one to Trinity, and then the back-to-back to Williams coming into this action here this evening. And so Middlebury looking to get back on track against the Hamilton Continentals here at Sage Rink as we are getting set for the Continentals and the Middlebury Panthers here from Clinton, New York. When we return, we'll have starting lineups for you and opening face-off shortly thereafter. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Virgins. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Sage Rink on a chilly evening here in Clinton, New York. The Middlebury Panthers and Hamilton Continentals getting set to take the ice. Middlebury will enter from our broadcast point. We are behind the net. Each of these last two games will be behind one of the goals. Middlebury will be at the far end of the ice. They're about to enter the ice surface through their door. The Hamilton Continentals off to our left will enter the ice through the near side door here. As the clock ticks down to 7 minutes, and Evan Bightnice leads the Continentals onto the playing surface. This, of course, has been the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. It's sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. The season series between these were late. A little bit on the Hamilton side in terms of the ties and everything. They tied twice last year. Of course, Middlebury got the overtime win here at Sage Rink. Hamilton won the earlier matchup. It was their first win at Kenyon Arena ever. Middlebury 17-1-1 against Hamilton. Now at Kenyon Arena, 3-0 victory for the Continentals earlier this season. As both teams are now on the ice, Hamilton in the white jerseys with the blue and gold striping across. Canadiens like in the term of the stripe across the middle of the jersey. This is starting lineups. First, the Middlebury starters. Defenseman number 42, David Bellucci, number 42, a junior from Andover, Massachusetts, as well as Andrew Neary, the captain, number 5, a senior from Milton, Massachusetts. Vinny Gisanti, a junior from Montreal, Quebec, at center, number 18. Travis Stevens, a senior from Victoria, British Columbia, on the right side. And he's joined by Greg Conrad on the left side, a senior from Peabody, Massachusetts. Stephen Klein in the net, a junior from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. On the Hamilton side of things, as they're going through it quickly, the defenseman, Connor Liberti, a senior from Kings Park, New York, number 2. Is at one defense. And number 14 from Bolton, Ontario, Bennett Morrison. He's a freshman from Bolton, Ontario. Number 16, Truman Landowski, is a senior from Appleton, Wisconsin, wearing number 16. Ian Nichols centering. He's a sophomore from Sampson, Ontario, wearing number 23. And the right winger, Tyler Brunotto, junior from Omaha, Nebraska, and they're wearing number 22. And in goal, as always, Evan Bite-Nice, a junior from Burlington, Ontario, number 29. National anthem to come, and when we come back, it's the opening faceoff. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
It's the President's Day sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Lease the 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, $239 a month for 36 months and $29.99 down. February is Ram Truck Month. Lease the 2017 LD Quad Express 4x4 V6, only $149 a month for 24 months with $24.99 down. All leases with approved credit. Visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
MoMA Trailer Sales announces the grand opening now going on at their new unique one-of-a-kind indoor showroom at 60 Trade Road, Plattsburgh. MoMA Trailer Sales knows that purchasing a camper should be something more than just clicking on a button, so they brought the camping experience to you at their new indoor showroom at 60 Trade Road. Browse all the popular floor plans from the industry's most reputable manufacturers at MoMA Trailer Sales' new indoor location, 60 Trade Road. You'll find huge savings on all new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, hybrids, and pop-ups, along with special financing for qualified buyers. And to their friends north of the border, you'll get more for your Canadian dollar at MoMA Trailer Sales, now with their new showroom, 60 Trade Road, Plattsburgh, just off I-87, exit 38 West.
MoMA Trailer Sales.
Judy and Lori, the Lumina Estheticians, are celebrating 8 years of helping people attain beautiful skin, and it's time for a great special. It's the $88 anniversary facial special. This special facial will rejuvenate your dry, dull winter skin. Plus, as a bonus, choose either a microdermabrasion treatment or a perfecting peel, all for just $88. Book your appointment with either Judy or Lori now and make your skin look the best. Lumina in South Burlington. For your personal appointment, call 861-0200.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
We're back here at Sage Rink getting ready to start. Anthems having just concluded, Middlebury and Hamilton, the second and final regular season meeting between the two squads this season. In goal for Middlebury, Stephen Klein back between the pipes. He's got a record of 3-14-2. The goals against average 3.32, save percentage is at 9-11 in NESCAC. 3-11 mark, 3.26 goals against, 9-10 save percentage. At the other end is probably one of the top goaltenders in all of NCAA Division III, Evan Bite-Nice. He is 12-3-4 with a 1.50 goals against average, a 9.49 save percentage. Numbers are similar in conference, 9-3-4, 1.47, 9.49 save percentage. That 9.49 happens to be the best in the nation. About set to go here. 20 minutes goes up on the big scoreboard at center ice. Hamilton will be skating away from our broadcast vantage point here in the first period, wearing the whites trimmed in blue and gold. Middlebury in the familiar navy blue trimmed in white. They're coming at us here in the first period. It's our broadcast vantage point behind the net tonight and tomorrow afternoon when we visit Amherst in Orr Rink. ruckus here in the background. There's a couple players tumbling down in the corner. Puck bounces out to center ice. Engineering number five trying to get onto the loose puck and sending Peele's back defensively. Otto Lamberti number two sends a pass ahead and hits the shin guard of Truman Landowski number 16. Bouncing puck controlled by the Panthers and an intercept. Shot, same main, Stephen Klein. Rebound goes into the corner. And after it, Rory Gagnon number 10. Gagnon puts behind the net and it's picked up by the Panthers, or he's trying to. Bouncing puck. That's off the half boards and out to center. Chopped that further, and the Continentals regroup. Brad Smelster, number 4, sends a pass on the pad, shipped forward into the pack of Nick Rossini, number 12. Rossini collides behind the net with David Bellucci, number 42. Puck squirts free into the corner on the right side boards. Again, we're behind a net, so everything's going to be going away or towards here in the first period. Still loose behind the Middlebury cage before it's picked up and swung up and not out of the zone. That time by Camille Tkachuk, number 38. Pick up here, dangerous play in the, or at least an attempt, and the Panthers do come out the center. Away goes McClellan. Mark McClellan, number 37, in the corner for his left wing side. This is all off to our right. Gives off to Mitch Allen, number 26. A shot through. Same made. Well, maybe getting a piece of it. Quite nice. Rebound action. In credit, a shot on goal. That's a save by Bite Nice. Kicks it into the corner on the left side. Gagnon sends it out to the right wing. And skating is Sterling Gray, number 26. Gray had a poke off his stick and gets it back only momentarily. And the Panthers come away with it. 2:06 gone by first period. A long shot right into the neck guard of Evan Bite Nice, and he holds on. That off of the stick of number 34, Frank Cozzolito, getting the whistle with 17:51 to go in a scoreless game. Face off to the right of Evan Bite Nice. Vinny Gisanti to take the draw. He goes against Richard Corton. Corton leaves the draw back. Puck comes around. Johnny Stimola, number 6, sends it up and out to center. Gisanti swats the bat, the bouncing puck, I should say, back to a teammate before the slung around by Court once again. It's in the Panthers zone, but Middlebury just gets it up and out to center. Quickly turning it all the way, and an onside play was getting on it. It's knocked off that puck. Out in front, seat made by Klein off the scramble in front. Still the battle now behind the Middlebury cage. Puck works its way free behind the net. A little bit of a tie-up there. John Stickle, number 27, it appears. That throws one in front. It's grabbed and held on to by Klein with the Panther tumbling over. 17:13 to go. First period, no score. So both teams changing lines. Face-off all the way at the far end of the rink. 200 feet away to the left of Stephen Klein. The draw controlled by Hamilton. A shot knocked aside, and the rebound comes up and not on his own. A good keep that time by Lamberti. Tries to throw down low, does get to the corner. Centering pass is deflected to the blue line, but kept in by Brent Morrison. Pass out in front, intercepted. Morrison backtracks. The Panthers come away 3-on-3. Sharp angle shot, saved made by Ice on the inside pin. And he did well to kick it right back where the shot came from. A bouncing puck comes out to center. Camille Tkachuk was the man who took the shot. Now comes off for a line change. 16:40 to go, first period. No score. Middlebury and Hamilton here in this NESCAC tilt. Long outlet pass, left wing side, and it's an onside play for Rossini. Rossini wipes out, courtesy of one of the Panther defenders, and the loose puck comes out to center. Backhanded into the zone by Smelster. Puck goes behind the net, now bounces around, and dangerously in a right wing circle, moving around, Brendan Willett. Willett trying to center, it's knocked off his stick, and the Panthers look to come out to center and do. This one slung into the Hamilton zone. Line change on for Middlebury at a more full first level. 4 minutes gone by in the first period. We are scoreless between Middlebury and Hamilton. Glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network as Brochu comes out with it. Jason Brochu sends a pass across, bumped off to play Sterling Gray, number 26. Gets it into the Panther zone, however. Middlebury turning around with this one. It's Brendan Dawson, number 2. Long pass, stretches ahead, deflected. Panthers trying to get into the zone, but a puck bounced right off of Jacob's stick. He'll be sent back into the Hamilton zone now. Retreating for it, he's Stamoa. Snaps a pass on the left wing side. It goes all the way down, deflected to no icing. Frank Cosolino sends a pass on the left wing side. Panthers quickly combine to get out to the Hamilton zone. A shot attempt fanned on that time by Conrad. Loose puck in the corner to our right. It's the left wing corner for the Panthers. Two-on-two board battle before it's flipped up and out of play. We get ourselves a whistle. 15:03 to go in the first. No score. Hamilton and Middlebury. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network brought to you by One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. Looks like Andrew Neary needs a piece of equipment brought down to him. One of the scratches will do so. Puck comes bouncing out to center ice, and the Panthers will gather. Peeling back with this one, Vinny Gesanti. Gesanti sends a pass that's tipped into the zone by Conrad. Finishing the line change for the Panthers. Puck comes up the wall and out the center, trying to pinch in on it. Not able to get a piece of it was David Bellucci. All the way down to the Panther end. Now Bellucci winds it back up. Pass on the right wing boards, just out of the reach of Gesanti. Liberti back for it. Sends it around the boards to Bennett Morrison. Across the middle, and that's intercepted. Here's McClellan. McClellan shooting pad, save, bite, nice. Rebound into the corner. Now goes behind the net. Liberti picks up the loose puck. It's out front. A chance for Tkachuk, but it had to slide off his stick. And now back into the Panthers zone this goes. 14:05, first period, no score. Puck chipped in. Lamberti quickly back out. And then skated offside will be the call. We'll get a face-off with 13:58 to go in the opening period. Hamilton and Middlebury are scoreless. Of course, tomorrow at 3 p.m., pregame 2:30, the last regular season game for the Middlebury Panthers here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Middlebury taking on Amherst. And having a look at the situation first, here's a chance 2-on-1 in front. Save made by Klein. The rebound is loose in the high slot. That shot goes wide. And quickly developing 2-on-1, but Klein dove across to make the save. Now loose puck bounces over Smelster, sticking out the other way. Here's Allen, and a save made by Beinice. The rebound loose as a Panther down to McCreese. It's Turnbull. Beinice gives him a little bit into business and then realizes that Turnbull wasn't doing any harm. Now back quickly back into the Panther end. The centering pass in front is going to be knocked down, and it's going to be played with a high stick. So the faceoff comes out to the neutral zone. 13:18 to go in the first. Hamilton and Middlebury is scoreless. Beinice initially was thinking about giving Trevor Turnbull the business in the crease, but then let up and pulled off. Turnbull quickly skated out of there. And Beinice just looked back at the referee and said, no, we're letting him up. Off and face off. Puck comes into the Hamilton zone. Panthers all touch up. Pass across. Good hit put on Gagnon that time by Bellucci. Up the boards on the left side for us, as we are behind the Hamilton net here in the first period. Panthers come out of the zone. With it, Travis Stevens spins it around the boards. Behind the cage of Evan Beinice. And gets it back. Puts a pass out in front that couldn't be controlled by Gesanti. Gagnon then wipes out Frank Cosolino with a good hit. Buck behind the net. Beinice thought about coming out to play it. Penalty call's going to come up. It's going to be against... I believe it's going to be against Hamilton. Is it Rory Gagnon or nope? Well, now we're not sure who it's going to be against. All sorts of confusion. Both referees gathering. We still do not know who's going in the penalty box. Looks like Gagnon. Oh, they got two penalties? Gagnon is going in as well as Bennett Morrison. Time of the penalty, 7:26. So, this is a 5-on-3. So, two penalties on the play. Brings a 5-on-3. Middlebury on the season, 1-for-3 in a 5-on-3 situation. Hamilton 2-for-2, killing off 5-on-3s. Panthers have it. Stevens holds. Gives it to Dawson. Back to Stevens. And Dawson, a one-timer, never gets through. Cross-size now. It's Dawson again. Down low, Tkachuk. Back for Dawson. One-timer. Save it. Rebound. Score! And now we're going to have a conference immediately. Right now, the Panthers have a goal. Unless the referees decide to have a conference about this. Right now, it doesn't look like any. And so, if that's the case, now there is a conference going on. Still waiting to see. Evan Beitenheim said it was kicked in. That wasn't the case. It was definitely scored with a stick. The question being, was it of a legal height? No, they're going to say that's a good goal. And so the Panthers are up 1-0. Time of the goal, 8:08. Middlebury has scored first, and we'll try to make sense of who knocked it in. But the Panthers score 5-on-3, their second 5-on-3 goal of the season. They're 2-for-4 in that situation. Scanning ahead and onside foot. We'll give you more numbers on the power play in a moment. Beitenheim spins it around. It's off a leg and down low. This is McClellan tied up with Lamberti. Puck works its way free for the moment. Knocked around. Morrison, who was the first one in the box, is now out on the ice. Turning it over. Here's Conrad. Down low, Tkachuk back to the point. Neary goes on across Bellucci and Neary again. Quick puck movement here by the Panthers early on. Neary to give Bellucci. Shot pad saved by Beitenheim through his screen. The rebound to Landowski, who clears down. 1-0 Middlebury, 10:55 to go in the first. Morrison picks up the loose puck and sends it down to the Panther end. Middlebury on the power play coming into this game, 13-for-75. Cannot even tell who scored the goal, so we'll have to get all this between periods. It's sent all the way down to Panther end again. Power play is over. Middlebury is 1-for-2 with the man advantage. Through the whole scrum, could not tell. This is in the near end, too, but couldn't tell who knocked it home. But an icing here, 10:20 to go in the first. 1-0 Middlebury. Middlebury coming into this game were 0-for their last 19 with the man advantage. Last power play goal had come against Bowden back on January 21st. That was a mark of 6 straight games. Hamilton, on the other end, had killed off 17 straight power plays and were 50-for-52 killing off penalties here in this calendar year, 2017. Turnover, here's Turnbull. Turnbull, he's trying to put down low, and a shot save made by Beitenheim. The rebound in the corner. Picked up and sent around the boards by Stimola. Up and out to center ice. Loose in some gear now, and it's going to be played across and picked up by Nicker City. In and across the Panther line. Centers it out front. Bouncing puck at the blue line is kept in. That shot goes wide. The rebound to the right sideboard. Penalty coming up against Middlebury now. It's over 9:40 to go in the first. Hamilton will be on the power play. Let's see what the call is. Flashing is the call. Consolino, the guilty party. Panthers Hockey, the once credited Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Off the draw, the shorthanded Panthers out to center, just chip it in. Middlebury killing them off, 77-for-100. Don't need to be a math major to figure out that 77%, 69th in the nation. Hamilton, 64th in the nation, and the power play, 14.4%, 18 for 125. Buck around the boards, but not out. Picked up, and the Panthers will come to center. And here's a foot race. Gisanti. Gisanti backhand on a save made by Nice. The rebound is shuffleboarded ahead by McClellan to keep the puck deep. Going behind the net now with this and holding things up is Jason Brochure, number 15. He leaves off and comes off for a line change. Continental start to wind the attack up. However, good job by Mark McClellan to create the turnover, keep it in. And McClellan puts a good thump on Morrison behind the net, off to our right. Lamberti, the give, Willett into the zone and onside play. Drop pass off the boards and out to center. Retreating Lamberti. He's got it in his own blue line and fades a pass on off to the right-hand side. We're skating ahead is Morrison. Morrison had it knocked off his stick and sent all the way down. Mike Nice comes out to play it. Lamberti sends it up to Willett. His pass into the middle neutral zone intended for Conway is intercepted and sent back down. With it, Gagnon. Gagnon goes behind the net. Set up the breakout here for Hamilton. 18 to go on the power play. 7:55 first period. 1-0 Middlebury leads. With it now, John Karkiek, number 3. Karkiek in across the Panther line. Panthers want an offside call, none given. Around it goes Dawson, but not out of the zone. Power play now over Hamilton, 0-1 with the man advantage. The pickup by Lamberti goes on across, then to give Gagnon. Step shot on and is knocked aside. The rebound loose. Losing an edge, one of the Continentals. And kept in, however, this time by Brochure. Try to put one towards net. It's intercepted. The Panthers come away with it 2-on-2. Here's a shot save made by Nice, and he's going to hold on to the rebound. That off the stick of Kamil Tkachuk. 7:15 to go in the first. 1-0 Panthers. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Face off to the right. Quite nice. Off the draw. Shot never gets through. It hit Morrison in the leg. He's tied up with Conrad. Still loose. The puck goes around. Now down low. She's going to be twisted up and out to center ice. With it and sending it into the zone. Not quite there. Back out to the point, deflected. A shot goes wide. Just picking up his stick now is Gisanti. Board battle on the right side. Up and not out of the zone. Good jump and keep by Morrison. Sends down low, but the Panthers have it. This is Neary. Neary trying to send it out. It's intercepted. To the point for a drive. Knocked into the netting by Stephen Klein. He can get a whistle. 6:29 to go in the first. 1-0 Middlebury. The goal, by the way, was scored by Vinny Gisanti. In his 10th of the season, right now unassisted. At the 8:08 mark. So Gisanti gets double digits in goals. Off the draw. This one comes up and out to center. Back for it, and standing in for an icing is Blaine Oliver, number 24. 6:19 to go, opening period. 1-0 Middlebury. Off the draw, this is tied up. And now the Panthers have it. As we're filling in all the other stuff here, a pair of boarding calls is what created that 5-on-3 that the Panthers would ultimately score on. This one off the half board. This is now in the Panthers zone. And it actually catches the netting, and we got a whistle with 5:50 to go in the first period. 1-0 Middlebury. Middlebury College Hockey to One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. The face-off to the right of Stephen Klein. 2 and Sue. Willett trying to win the draw, couldn't. Instead, it's Bellucci in his own corner on the left side to our vantage point. Back out. Delayed penalty call coming against Middlebury here. Trail referee's got this one. So extra attacker on for, for Hamilton. Then the puck's back into the Hamilton end. Roshu back with it. Sends a pass on the right wing side. It hops off a stick, and we get ourselves a whistle. So with 5:24 to go in the first period, not sure who's it's Turnbull. And again, the referee not giving a signal. he's deciding to skate up to the penalty box instead. But we do know Trevor Turnbull at 14:36. Second power play on for Hamilton. They're 0-for-1. A left wing shot save made by Klein, and he holds on. So now we're going to have to figure out what the Turnbull for boarding. Another boarding call. So our penalty du jour is going to be boarding today. 5:12 to go in the first. 1-0 Middlebury. It's usually those games that there's similar penalty gets called 5 or 6 times. Well, we've had 3 boarding calls in this one. Karkeek sends a pass on up ahead. This is an onside skate now for Landowski. Landowski peels off into the right wing circle. Sends a pass back out to the point. That's intercepted and sent out to center. Short-handed attempt for Gisanti. And now Neary's got it. Pass ahead, Bellucci. Bellucci trying to leave it off for Jacobs, and eventually Jacobs thumped, but sends the puck deep behind the Hamilton net. 4:34 to go in the first period. 1:10 to go on the power play for the Continentals. Middlebury leads 1-0. An onside jaunt into the zone, but knocked off a stick of Jason Brosian. To the point, but not out. A big drive goes off the mark. Rebound out was attempted that time by Lamberti. And Lamberti gloves this one down, keeps it, shoots it wide in the net. Rebound on the left side and sent all the way down that time by McClellan. Weitenheist right in front of us sets it up behind his own net. Picked up by Lamberti. He skates to the right wing side, gives the pass on off. It was intended for Morrison, hopped off a stick, eventually does get to the Panthers zone. Cozzolino tried to slug it out of his own, couldn't do so. At the point, Lamberti sends it on the left wing side, holding Morrison back to the point. Eventually, Lamberti is going to touch it on off. Morrison now again. Lamberti on the right point. Sends a shot through. It's deflected. It's a left wing corner. Pick up. The attempt back to the point is knocked down. It was Conway trying to get it out there. A loose puck. That's Corral. Now Lamberti's got it. Morrison on the left point. 4 on the power play. A shot goes wide. Lamberti steps in. Power play over. Hamilton 0-for-2 with the man advantage. 3:19 to go first period. 1-0 Panthers. Puck down low. Klein's just going to hold on to it. And then afterwards, some pushing and shoving right in front of Stephen Klein. 3:15 to go in the first. And Middlebury leads 1-0. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. A face-off to the right of Stephen Klein. Richard Horton to take the draw against, I can't quite tell from 180 feet away which Panther it was, but the Panther that won the draw that time, it looked like it was, it's not McClellan. This comes out to center, was Mitch Allen. Or is that? No, it was Braden Quast, number 23. He's back in the lineup at center. He's centering Joey Pacini and Connor Lloyd. Well, Pacini in the lineup might not be out there right now. Neary had the pass intended for him deflected, and this comes into the Hamilton zone again. Crowd like a couple of hits going on in the background. Puck into the Panther zone. Neary's got it again. Behind the net, Bellucci. Around the boards for Quast. Braden Quast in control of the puck off the wall. Out to center. Lamberti's got it again. Connor Lamberti on the left wing side. Trying to step around the forecheck of Travis Stevens. Dumps it into the Panther zone. Slow but not stopped by Klein. A shot from a sharp angle is knocked aside by Klein. Rebound loose, and the Panthers do get it up and out to center. That bouncer corralled by Morrison. Back now, here comes Hamilton again, but the pass a little too far. Neary off the half boards and out to center again. 2:06 first period. Middlebury leads 1-0. Behind the Panther cage, set up by Klein. Nearly intercepted, but Neary gets it around the boards. And this bounces to the blue line, but not out. The keep, now here's an in for the Continental. Sharp angle shot that time by Gagnon is off the mark. Rebound in the corner. Bray, centering pass out front. That's knocked down. And Middlebury, they do flip it up, and it'll go out of play into the stands. Stopping the play with 1:39 to go in the first period. 1-0 Panthers. Middlebury College Hockey and Orange Credit Union. Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury. Their true value hardware store. Face off all the way down. 190 feet from us in the Middlebury end. To the left of Stephen Klein. Richard Korn again to take the draw for the Continentals. Panthers once again control through Braden Quest. Eventually into the zone, Travis Stevens goes after it. Stevens literally right below us, thumped by Oliver. Puck comes up and around and out to center. Before the Panthers regain and send back in. First one in, Danny Jacobs. Jacobs leaves off Mitch Allen. Allen had it tripped off his stick, but then puts the check on. Panthers gain the possession of the puck. Trevor Turnbull goes around. Back up. High slot for a shot that's deflected around a couple of times. And now the Continentals come out the center. Moving ahead onside. It's a 2-on-2. In front. Delayed penalty call coming up. Slashing's going to be the call. Excuse me. With 1 minute to go here in the second. An opportunity down low. Klein made a save on it. But part of the reason his shot wasn't fully taken is because of the slash. And it's going to go against Consolito. Second time Consolito's been called for a slash. He's had 3 boarding calls and 2 slashing calls here in the first period. Off the draw, Panthers control. Down low and around, trying to send it around Neary. Instead, it's picked up and sent all the way down. Bellucci that time. Yes, it was. Bite Ice leaves it behind the net. Karkeek's got it. Karkeek starts out on the right side, pestered by Greg Conrad. Karkeek still just feathered a pass and, oh, big hit put on. Score! Truman Landowski got leveled by Andrew Neary, but then the puck worked itself free. And with 34 seconds left, Hamilton has tied this game at 1. It was a bouncing. Landowski made the play and got leveled after it. And then, as a result, Landowski's going to go to the penalty box. Wait a second. This might... Oh, no, they're going to get matching minors. Okay. So matching minors, we believe, and so now I'll keep it at 5-on-5. But it's 1-1 now as Hamilton has scored on the power play. And now, head coach Rob Haberbusch of Hamilton would like to have a word with the referees here. So 1-1 game here with 34 seconds to go in the first period. Corey Gagnon's going to get the goal. Gagnon, it's his 5th goal of the season. Just say 5-on-5. Landowski does get an assist. He paid the price for it. This one off the draw now comes up and out to the Hamilton end. Back for it is Lamberti. afterwards, Landowski got a... I don't know why Landowski got a boarding call, but in the meantime, he sent behind the net. And this should... we'll do the period here as Lamberti just flips it off the glass and out the center. First period comes to an end with a 1-1 game. And Schumann Landowski was the only one in the box, but I'm not sure. He got a 10-minute misconduct is what happened there. It's the only thing I could think of. Shots on goal, according to the big board, 9-8 in favor of Hamilton. The game is tied at 1 after 1 period of play. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
There's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodware Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak. Chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodware also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodware truck. It's everywhere. Woodware Fine Furniture. Handmade, woodcrafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodware, Route 7 South, Middlebury.
The Chimney Sweep Fireplace Shop announces the Great Vermont Wood Stove Changeout Program.
This is a new program from Vermont Clean Energy that has limited time funding available for qualified homeowners.
Vermont Clean Energy is offering a $500 to $1,500 incentive to homeowners who change out their existing inefficient or non-EPA wood stove to one that's been pre-approved.
The Chimney Sweep Fireplace Shop has several Vermont casting wood stoves that qualify for the Vermont Clean Energy Wood Stove Changeout. This is a limited program with limited funds, and even though you may qualify, you have to act fast before these funds are utilized by other Vermonters to upgrade their inefficient non-EPA wood stoves.
Right now, the Chimney Sweep Fireplace Shop has the world-famous Vermont Castings Defiant Wood Stove in stock, and it qualifies for a $1,500 incentive. So help your neighbors by cleaning the air with the Chimney Sweep Fireplace Shop's Clean Air Program.
But you must act now and visit your local Chimney Sweep Fireplace Shop in Shelburne or Barrie before these funds are gone.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hi, I'd like to ship these items out, please, to my sister Tina in California.
I see the address saved in our system under your profile. You're all set.
That's it? Now I have plenty of time to get this notarized, get these flyers copied, and stamped to the post office before the kids get out of school. Thanks!
Wait a minute. You don't have to go. We can do that, too.
What?
We're the UPS store. We can do just about everything.
Really? I may have time to take a nap.
A nap? Well, that's the only thing we can't do for you.
For just about everything, the UPS store, Court Street, Middlebury.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
After the first period of play, Hamilton and Middlebury tied at one in a very entertaining first period here at Sage Rink. The game would get started off. Hamilton would get two penalties at once in the first period. Rory Gagnon and Bennett Morrison both got boarding calls 7:26, sending the Panthers on the power play, a 5-on-3 power play in which they would convert. Panthers have it. Stevens holds, gives it to Dawson, back to Stevens, and Dawson, a one-timer, never gets through. Cross-size, now it's Dawson again. Down low, Kachuk, back for Dawson, one-timer, save it, rebound, score! And now we're going to have a conference immediately. Right now the Panthers have a goal. Unless the referees decide to have a conference about this. But the conference would prove to me it's a good goal. Vinny Chisanti gets credit for it. His 10th. Brendan Dawson, from what we understand, might be one assist. Did not get a secondary listed. It came at 8:08. 5-on-3. Panthers going to have a 1-0 lead. But with Frank Consolito in the box for a slashing call late in the first minute, that would come with the 19-minute mark. Hamilton would draw the game level. White Ice leaves it behind the net. Carkeek's got it. Carkeek starts out on the right side, tested by Greg Conrad. Carkeek still just feathered a pass, and oh, big hit put on. Score! Truman Landowski got leveled by Andrew Neary, but then the puck worked itself free. And with 34 seconds left, Hamilton has tied this game at 1. As it stands right now, Rory Gagnon gets the go. Truman Landowski gets one assist. Still waiting to see if they're going to give the secondary assist to John Carkeek. But it came at 19:26, making it 1-1 the score. The official shots now up on the board. 11 shots apiece after one period. But our score is Hamilton 1 and Middlebury 1. The NHL scoreboard. When we come back, you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Judy and Lori, the Lumina Estheticians, are celebrating 8 years of helping people attain beautiful skin, and it's time for a great special. It's the $88 anniversary facial special. This special facial will rejuvenate your dry, dull winter skin. Plus, as a bonus, choose either a microdermabrasion treatment or a perfecting peel, all for just $88. Book your appointment with either Judy or Lori now and make your skin look the best. Lumina in South Burlington. For your personal appointment, call 861-0200.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Oh my gosh, Martin, I just can't make up my mind about what to do a commercial about. We have so many things in the store, it's just not hardware.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, we sell pots and pans and can openers and coffee makers, foams, dog food and cat food, grills and snowblowers, candles and light bulbs and puzzles.
Hey.
And Kindles and TVs, gloves and hats, and I can't forget mittens.
Slow down.
Oh, and bath mats and shower curtains, maple syrup, pellets, paint and paint brushes, too, phones and bird food.
Clean.
And sleeping bags and tents, hoses and nozzles and ride-on toys. Oh, and we fix screens and windows and convert VHS tapes to DVD. We sell heaters and dog toys and lumber. Oh, my gosh.
Kathleen, I think you forgot something.
Well, I can't possibly list everything, Martin.
I think you forgot the kitchen sink.
Ugh, ahaha. Funny, Martin. For just what you need, even a kitchen sink, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and in Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
This is where the Panthers play. 92-1 WVTK.
1-1 our score after 20 minutes of play here at Sage Rink. This is the NHL scoreboard update sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. In the NHL, two games going on presently. Pittsburgh and Columbus. The Penguins and Blue Jackets are scoreless in Columbus. 5 minutes to go in the first period in that game. Just underway, the Colorado Avalanche at the Carolina Hurricanes. That is no score. A minute gone by in that one. One game to happen later tonight, and that's the Florida Panthers visiting the Anaheim Ducks for a 10 p.m. start out there at Honda Center on the left coast. In terms of NESCAC scores, because well, we do have that, might as well give them to you while we're here. The other game's going on right now. Williams and Amherst scoreless after one period of play. Tufts up on Bowdoin 2-0. That also at the end of the first. Further up the I-95 there in Maine, Colby's got a 2-0 lead on Connecticut College in the second period. And Trinity, a 1-0 lead on Wesleyan at the end of the first period there. And, of course, here Middlebury and Hamilton have themselves a 1-1 score. Other scores, while we have the moments here before we head on out, in terms of, I believe we've got men's squash, Middlebury all over Amherst, 9-0 earlier today. Women's ice hockey, Williams and Middlebury playing the first of the home-and-home set, scoreless, midway through the first period at Kenyon Arena, the last check. And that's the only other score going on. That has been the NHL and out-of-town scoreboard update. Sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. As we're now going to go back and look at some more of the numbers from this game. Hamilton won and Middlebury won after the first period of play. And we bring up the stats page again to show they've corrected it, and you know they're still showing just the unassisted goal, but I'm sure they'll add those along as we carry on. 11 shots apiece in the first period. Both teams won an equal amount of faceoffs with 10. Middlebury 1-for-2 on the power play. Hamilton 1-for-3 with the man advantage thus far in this one. Our score is Hamilton 1 and Middlebury 1. After 20 minutes of play. Second period action when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
It's the President's Day sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Lease the 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, $239 a month for 36 months and $29.99 down. February is also Ram Truck Month. Lease the 2017 LD Quad Express 4x4 V6, only $149 a month for 24 months with $24.99 down. Plus, get $10,000 off the 2016 Lifted Ram 1500 4x4, now only $42,920. Celebrate in the 2016 Hellcat Challenger. Lease for only $591.90 for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year with $2,500 total due at signing. All leases with approved credit. Foster Motors, the only award for excellence dealer in Vermont. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com and visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
Judy and Lori, the Lumina Estheticians, are celebrating 8 years of helping people attain beautiful skin, and it's time for a great special. It's the $88 anniversary facial special. This special facial will rejuvenate your dry, dull winter skin. Plus, as a bonus, choose either a microdermabrasion treatment or a perfecting peel, all for just $88. Book your appointment with either Judy or Lori now and make your skin look the best. Lumina in South Burlington. For your personal appointment, call 861-0200.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Sage Rink. 1-1 Hamilton and Middlebury as we get ready to start the second period. No carryover power play time, but Truman Landowski was assessed a penalty after the goal was scored. And so, well, he even got a 10-minute misconduct. There's no power play for the Panthers. Both teams will start 5-on-5. Just some numbers. Well, Middlebury scores the first goal this season. They're 3-2-2. Hamilton, when their opponents have scored first, 3-1-3. Second period now underway. Panthers in the navy blue, trimmed in white, going away from our broadcast vantage point here in the second. Hamilton coming at us in the white jerseys, trimmed in blue and gold. Hamilton jerseys, Canadiens-like, Montreal Canadiens-like, with the stripe across the... Oh, Vinny Chisanti put a big hit on, and then down and not in too much comfort there. Might have gotten the wind knocked out of him. That's the way it looks. The way he's just sliding around right now. Can't tell which one of the Continentals, but 28 seconds in, Vinny Chisanti puts a big hit on. And we get a stoppage of play from the man down. Not sure if he had... couldn't tell with the play developing so fast whether or not he got caught with his head down or collision of some sort, but clearly of some sort, but an inadvertent collision of some sort, I should say. As Nicker City is there. Looks like it's Brendan Willett that's down on the ice and now just coming to a sitting position. That's Bennett Morrison standing there, as well as Neil Conway, number 18. As Willett slowly gets to his hands and knees. And now gets to his feet. Being helped off the ice. And is not putting much pressure on his left leg. In fact, his left leg is bent up. So Brandon Willett will be helped to the dressing room. And that could be a big... Brandon Willett, the team's leading scorer with 12 goals and 9 assists. Already no Robbie Murden, the senior for Hamilton. He's been out since January 27th. And Murden, before he was injured in that game against Trinity, as this one rolls right to Bite Nights and he holds on. Murden was 1 point shy of 100 career points. 47 goals, 52 assists, but he hasn't played since January 27th. Not in the lineup tonight either. And so if Willett's down, that's another potential big loss for Hamilton. Continentals into the Panther zone onside. Behind the Middlebury cage. Brochu trying to win the puck free. Gagnon should say. Now it's back to the point. A wrist shot and a block down in front by Dawson, who picks it up and flips it up and out the center. A bouncing puck that's controlled by Lamberti. Sends it up the near side boards. Now getting knocked to the ice is Kamil Tkachuk. There's been a few big hits in this one. Onside, a shot save made by Klein. Sticks into the netting. Netting that overhangs drastically here behind the Middlebury cage down at this end. Similarly down at the Hamilton end as well. Now at the clock end of the arena, 18:54 to go in the second period. Hamilton and Middlebury tied at one. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. Some debris and gives to the referee. Now gets all set up. Off the tie-up. It's won too cleanly by Court and comes out to center. White Nice comes out to play it. Sends it around the boards and spun further. Hamilton now coming at us here in the second period. A cross-ice pass to the left side and dumped into the zone. And after it, Court. Court tied up behind the net. Leaves off for Stickle. Stickle shot, and it's on the side of the net. A player's whack away at it. Popped free. Stickle couldn't control. And it's Allen out to Turnbull. Turnbull trying to dance his way into the Hamilton zone. Still got the puck on the left wing side. Puts it towards goal. Bite Nice covers up, and then afterwards, one of the Panthers just got plowed into Bite Nice by John Karki. The hitting going on here between these two historic rivals, Hamilton and Middlebury. 18-18 to go in the second, tied at one. Face off to the right. Now we got a whistle and we'll do it all again. Face off to the right of Evan Bitenice. I need Jasanti to take the draw. Wins it. Dawson steps up and sends down into the right wing corner. First one on it, though, Bennett Morrison. Morrison sends around, but not out of the zone. Panthers keep and look to set up their attack. That's turned over, however. A loose puck. Panthers still with it in the zone. Out in front, Jasanti tried to stuff it around. No, it stays off. Is on the line, never goes in. Covered by Bitenice, then some pushing and shoving. 17:52 to go, second period in a game that stays tied at one. Vinny Jasanti trying the wraparound, wanted to make it 2-1. Denied. Face off. This to the left of Evan Bitenice. He sent up and out the center. Shot quickly into the Panther zone, wide of the cage. From the point off a pass, that's blocked down. Lamberti tried for the tip in front, but it was not available. With it, Nichols, put out in front, couldn't quite do so. Jasanti intercepts and flips it up and out to center. Lamberti stripped off here. Stevens ain't shooting it. Just missed the far post. Rebound comes out to center. Neary picks it up. Sends it up the left wing boards and into the continental zone. Bitenice sends it around the wall. Connor Lamberti picks it up. Sends it ahead. Trying to send it ahead. It's intercepted. Deep into the continental zone. 17:03, second period, and a game that's tied at one here at Sage Rink. Glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brent Luther here in Clinton, New York. Middlebury and Hamilton. Next to last game of the NESCAC season here for both squads and the regular season overall. The conference tournament starts next week. This flipped up and back into the Hamilton zone. Back for it. Continentals trying to break it up and out to center. The Panthers keep it only momentarily. A loose puck does bounce in the neutral zone. Slugged back in this time by Danny Tye, number 41. Behind the net. Now bounces off the back of the net and stays back there. So we get a whistle. 16:20 to go. Second period. Hamilton and Middlebury tied at one. Middlebury College Hockey and the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. Face off to come to the right of Evan Bitenice. It's controlled by the Continentals. Up and out to center ice and then flipped into the Panther zone. And after it, John Stickle. Tried to center out in front a couple of times. Second one lands in the back of the net and then comes off. And a stuff attempt by Stickle goes across the crease. Jamie McKee, number 6, got it. Kane gets it out to center, quickly slugged back into the Panthers zone. Slowed down by Klein. Check put on Neary by Court. They battle right below us here as we're behind the Panther cage. Stickle's got it. Stickle couldn't quite work his way around a Kamil Tkachuk check. This one hits the netting and goes out of play with 15:41 to go in the second in a 1-1 game. Face-off will be to the left of Stephen Klein. McKee to take the draw against Jason Groschut. Off the tie-up, Hamilton controls. A shot blocked down by Bellucci. Behind the net, player wipes out that finger. City, Groschut. The penalty call's coming against Milbury. A shot never gets through. It's going to be sent down, and the penalty will be assessed. Cross-checking is going to be the call. City got knocked down to the ice, and they're saying Bellucci cross-checked it. Time and a penalty, 4:34. Bellucci for cross-check. Now a whistle, and that'll boot out Vinny Gesanti in the face-off circle. Off the draw, controlled by Hamilton. Cross-ice pass, Groschut. Back out to the point, and Groschut's got it again. This all to our right now as we're behind the Middlebury net. Gesanti trying to win the puck. It works free behind the net. Cozzolino half boards it all the way down. Down and he bite nice. Sets it up. And as he gets back up, leaves it for Lamberti. Connor Lamberti tries the left wing side, but it's intercepted by Dawson, who again goes off the half boards and down to the Hamilton end. Nearly intercepted, but the Continental's coming well offside. And we get a whistle. 14:44 to go in the second period. A minute 19 to go on the Middlebury penalty to David Bellucci. Game is tied at 1 between Middlebury and Hamilton. Of course, our final regular season game, final game of the season for the Panthers, tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m., pregame at 2:30. Middlebury takes on Amherst College, live from Orr Rink in Amherst, Massachusetts. That game right here on the One Credit Union Panthers radio network. Now an onside play. It's set up in the Continentals. Trying to get it across the Conway, but it's knocked off and all the way down. Bite Nice has to come out, avoid Mitch Allen. Now the Continentals come back the other way again. Big hit put on by Neary. Puck into the Panthers zone, however. Behind the net, picked up by Jacobs. Jacobs finds an alley, I should say, and sends all the way down. 40 to go on the power play. 14:04, second period. 1-1 our score, Hamilton and Middlebury. And now the Continentals look to come out of their own end. Nice job by Jacobs to put on some forechecking pressure, making life difficult for the Continentals at the moment. Sent around the wall. Cozzolino couldn't hold. Gagnon tries to go to the point with it. Does get it, and gets the return pass. Bray set up in front. Shot from the right wing circle. Same A. Klein, and he holds on before Bray could get to the rebound. And then afterwards, Gagnon and Jacobs exchanging pleasantries. 12 seconds to go on the power play. 13:37 to go in the second period. Hamilton and Middlebury tied at 1. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. Jason Groschut taking it against Vinny Gesanti. Gesanti wins clean. Peeling away from pressure from Dawson, but his pass intercepted by Groschut. Down low, sharp angle shot, same made by Klein, and he holds on, and then more pushing and shoving afterwards. Gagnon in there, there goes a referee's whistle has gone flying. Gesanti gets out of there. Now Gesanti's going to get a penalty. There's been a lot of big hits and some pushing and shoving. Groschut might be going as well. Karkiuk's got something to say to Gesanti. 2 seconds to go on the man advantage, and a couple guys are going to be sent to the penalty box. Gesanti for Middlebury, Groschut for Hamilton. And so everything will settle down, we believe. I don't know why it would go up on the board, though, because there's still power play up there for two more seconds. Not going to play 4-on-3 for 2 seconds. Unless they change the rule, I don't know about it. .13:27 to go in the second period. So time and a penalty is 6:33. Right now the penalties are still showing on the scoreboard. Just trying to figure this all out. Hitting after the whistle is going to be the call. We still wait. Three Panthers huddling right by Stephen Klein. That would be Frank Cozzolino, Kamil Tkachuk, and it looks like Mitch Allen. Oh no, it's only going to be one penalty? Oh, Brendan Dawson got an extra penalty. It's 5-on-3 for 2 seconds. So that counts as a 5-on-3 against. Power play, well, that one's over. But now more power play time for Hamilton. Well, that's one of those 2 seconds of 5-on-3 you can't take advantage of. Still within a shot deflected. Not taken by... Is that? Yeah, that's Conway. It's really good. Yeah, no, that's Willett that was hurt earlier. Never mind. Runner two. Around for Conway. Back out to the point. Morrison goes on across. Good job by Lamberti to play it off the wall and send it deep. Conway's got it. Down from Runner two in the left wing corner. Back out to the point. The hold by Morrison. Now Conway, Brunetto, stuff him on a cross. It's deflected all the way to the boards. Stickle, all this on the left side right now. A diving play by Tkachuk to get it out to center. Then Mitch Allen levels one of the players. And in the meantime, a 2-on-1 the other way and a good poke check by Klein. Allen's got it, fresh off his hit, launches one in from center and catches the high glass. There's been a lot of big hits in this game. 49 in the power play, 12-14 and counting second period. 1-1 to score. Into the neutral zone here and back to the Hamilton end. Retreating Morrison. Morrison pestered by Stevens. Pass on to the left side. That's knocked all the way down by Jeremy McKee. Back for it. Continental start to wind things up again. Coming on to our left side, their right wing side. Pass intercepted. McKee once more sends all the way down. And then he'll come off for a change. 13 on the man advantage. The pressure being put on down low. Middlebury and Hamilton tied at 1 here at Sage Rink. Cross ice pass and an onside play. 2 seconds and Brendan Dawson hops out of the box. Big hit put on by Cozzolino. Gagnon goes down. Bounces back up. Gets a stick. A shot goes wide of the net. Rebound to the left side. Another hurried shot. Deflected in. Rory Gagnon might have gotten the tip on it in front. With 11:15 to go in the second, Hamilton leads 2-1. .845 time of the goal. We will see if Gagnon got the tip or not. It's still, now there's... Okay, I was about to say, yeah, it's Vinny Gesanti Jason Brosh, you should both be out of the penalty box. Not yet, though. Chewin Landowski, you took that misconduct earlier on, or at least that should be the case. But 2-1 now the score. Roy Gagnon did indeed get the attempt. It's the second of the game. Second in the game, sixth of the season. This one back out to center, and here come the Continentals again. Onside rush before Neary comes back and intercepts. Pass up ahead to Allen. Allen further ahead, Turnbull. Trevor Turnbull moves in right wing circle. Just had the puck hop off his stick, though. A bouncer now in the right wing corner. It's going to be corralled and sent around the boards by Hamilton. Center ice, and here come the Continentals out. They're 2-on-3, essentially. Oh, another big hit. This time it was leveled. Another big hit. Couple of them. Turnbull puts the hit on, and he's going to get a penalty for it. First it was Neary, then Turnbull hit your city. And so Turnbull to the penalty box. And another power play. Looks like it's going to be another boarding call. Time of the penalty, 9:29. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs. Branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. And we don't see, do we get matching minors? We may have. We'll wait to see what the... Well, face-off's going to be in the Middlebury end, and we got 5 on, we're waiting for a penalty to be put up on the board. Off the draw. Oh, 5-minute major to Turnbull. 5-minute major in a game misconduct, I believe. Did not see him skate off the ice. I'm not sure if he's still in the penalty box. I don't know. That's Connor Lloyd in there, so Turnbull's night is done. 5 in a game. Landowski's got it. Back out to the point. Now across with it is Brosher. That shot whistles high and wide. A bouncing puck. He's getting corralled and up and not out by Stevens. Landowski. Look up to the point. A one-timer. That's high and wide. Rebound into the right wing side. Left wing side, I should say, for Hamilton. All right. Landowski behind the net. Back out to the point. The hold, the fire. Save made by Klein. The rebound loose. That shot taken by Karkiek. Karkiek's got it again right at the top of the blue line. Sends down low. Brosher. Jason Brosher peels off left wing circle. Back to Karkiek at the point. Shot never gets through. And Dawson clears all the way down. So we're still waiting to see what in blue blazes the penalties are and everything. But 5-minute major, I'm guessing, for boarding. And Trevor Turnbull. This loose now on the left side. Some of the students here in Hamilton pounding the glass as Neary puts on another hit. Gives on off Bellucci. Bellucci, half boards but not out. Bellucci will get a second crack at it. It's knocked off his stick and sent behind the Middlebury cage. Neary takes a funny hop off a glass stanchion and out to center. 8:42 second period. Still down to 3:10 to go on the major penalty. Neary puts the hit on, and looking back for a penalty that time was Tyler Brunetto. Continental setting up a perimeter. That shot kicked away that time by Bellucci. With it now, Morrison. Give to Lamberti. Lamberti back out to Morrison. His shot score! went down to cover low. It went bar down. Power play continues for another 2:48. Hamilton leads 3-1. Bennett Morrison putting that one home. His fourth of the season. 11:42, time of the goal. And so the Continentals up by two. This one sent up and out. Gagnon reflexively just blocked that down. Otherwise, that's hitting him in the mask. Onside play here for Hamilton once more. Peeling off of this. We're trying to send a pass out up front. Parkey. Bray's got it. Now a shot. They score! Klein got a chunk of it, but not enough. Another power play goal. Jason Brochu this time scoring. It's 4-1 Continentals. And again, Stephen Klein is going to be pulled, and here comes Brian Ketchabaugh. Gagnon's going to get that goal, and it looks like timeout Middlebury. This has just gone sideways in a hurry for this young Middlebury Panthers team. Gagnon, this is fifth of the season. Brochu. For Brochu, it's goal number 10 on the campaign. And here comes Brian Ketchabaugh into the game. Ketchabaugh, of course, coming off that 28-save performance in relief of Stephen Klein against Williams. Ketchabaugh on the season, 0-3, a 2.74 goals against, a .916 save percentage. In conference, he's 0-2, a .335 goals against, .910 on the save percentage. The third time in four games that Stephen Klein has been pulled early. Again, still 2 minutes and 17 seconds to go on this major power play for Hamilton. In the zone onside, it's Bray with it. Working day to day. Here's a shot deflected just wide by Bray. And this one sent up and out into the netting. We'll get a whistle with 7:25 to go. Second period. Hamilton leads Middlebury 4-1. Still not posted a penalty. At least that I can see. In the meantime, Brunetto's got it. Worked out to the point. A shot deflected over the net. Brunetto sends around. Conway with it. Back to the point. A hurried shot. A blocked off. Conway again back to the point. Morrison. They give to Lamberti. Cross eye. That pass is deflected. Hit the netting, but they're going to play on. A cross-ice pass knocked down Lamberti. That hit the netting for sure. You saw it ripple, but they're playing. Here's Conway with it. Conway gives on off Stickle. Back to the point. A shot blocked down. McKeel send it out. Jasanti skating on to it further. 6:36, second period, 4-1 Hamilton. And the Continentals looking to come out this one yet again. Onside play, shot, never gets through, the rebound loose. This is Dawson who sends all the way down. Four won the score, 6:15 and counting, second period. It's just been a one-sided affair here in this second period after both teams went to the locker room, tied at one. Deep into the Panther end, this will be icing against Hamilton. So face-off all the way in the middle in the Hamilton zone. 6:02 to go in the second, 31 seconds on the five-minute major. 4-1 to Hamilton. With the lead. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Brought to you by LaBerge Insurance Agency. Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. With the tie-up, puck goes around. Out of the zone just yet. Knocked down, and Hamilton does get out the center. Takes a hop off the linesman's skate. And they'll be sent back to the Continental Zone by Neary. Final 10 seconds of the power play here for the Continentals. Long pass, chipped into the Middlebury zone. Cross ice on it now, Bellucci. Bellucci slugs it all the way down, right into the leg of McClellan. McClellan tied up there with a couple of Continentals. Power play is now over, so Hamilton scores two power play goals on that exchange. There's a shot that just goes wide to catch a ball. The rebound comes up and out to center. So, here's the official tab now. 3-for-6. In front, a shot deflected up into the netting. You're getting a stoppage of play. Save made by Ketchum. The shots are now all of a sudden one-sided on the board. 27-13 are showing. That may be changed between periods. What is showing on here? Meantime, off the draw while we look at the shots. Showing 20-12, which means a lot to very little for Middlebury in this period. 9-1 in favor of Hamilton. We got 4:48 to go in the period. All the way down. All behind, and the Continentals looking to come out yet again. A race ahead in a 2-on-2. Drop pass made. There's a shot. Never gets through. Rebound in the corner. Seamus O'Neill, number 19, sends it around court, down low Landowski. Landowski's shot goes across the crease. Rebound Brunetto. Tyler Brunetto goes back out to the point. Cross ice pass for the quick wrister that's knocked down. Brunetto hit by Jacobs, picked up by Allen, out to center through Ty. Quickly, the Continentals come back in. A blast over to Ketchabaugh's head. Ricochets all the way out to center. Jacobs to give to Allen. Dropped off Jacobs yet again. Jacobs evades one. Then drops it for Bellucci. Bellucci's shot deflected and he heads into the left wing corner. 3:49, second period, 4-1 Hamilton. Long pass and an onside play diving was Landowski. Puck right below us. Nichols and Neary tied up. Now they enter the corner on the left side to us. Again, around the boards. There is a blind spot for us as we are overhanging the playing surface here. Players knock around for it. Gagnon back out to the point. Not controlled by Morrison. Out to center. Cross for the send back in. 3:16, second period. A three-goal lead for Hamilton. Gagnon tried to center it around. It's intercepted, but kept in. Now Bray behind the Middlebury net. Sharp angle shot, same in. Ketchabani holds on, and then afterwards Gagnon and Conrad come together. 3:02 to go in the second period, 4-1 Hamilton. Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People, on Route 7 in Middlebury. Face off to the right of Brian Ketchabaugh, who's come on again in relief of Stephen Klein. Klein surrendered 4 goals on 16 shots. And this goes all the way down to Evan Bightnice, and he holds on. So Brian Ketchabaugh seeing action in his second straight game. Ketchabaugh, the freshman from Rybrook, New York. Again, just playing outstanding in that 4-1 loss in which he came on in relief of Stephen Klein, did not allow a goal on 28 shots. He's come on thus far in this one, and he's been credited with 4 shots against thus far. Neutral zone face-off here is going to be sent into the Hamilton zone. Back for it, Brad Smilston. Around the boards, and Continental's trying to get out, but can't. A loose puck turned around, shot save made, rebound covered by Mike Nice. First action he's seen in quite some time, and he makes the saves with 2:31 to go in the second. Brian Ketchabaugh continues to stretch just outside the goal crease right in front of us. Faceoff come all the way at the other end of the rink away from us to the right of Evan Bightnice, who's stopped all but one shot he has faced here this evening. Off the draw, Neary's got it. Cross for a hurried shot. Same made Bightnice. Rebound kick to left wing corner. Sent around by Allen. Shot by Jacobs, and then he gets stiffened up afterwards, and this one goes up into the penalty box, getting a stoppage of play with 2:16 to go. Second period, 4-1 Hamilton leads Middlebury. A reminder, tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. with the pregame show at 2:30, Middlebury and Amherst to finish out the regular season here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. It's Middlebury and Amherst tomorrow afternoon, pregame at 2:30. And face off at 3 p.m. from Orr Rink in Amherst, Massachusetts. It's icing against Hamilton. Face off all the way in the Continental Zone with 2:08 to go here in the second period. And the Panthers trailing by 3. Face off to the left of Evan Bightnice. Goes around the net. And this will be flipped up and not out of his own. Neary on the keep. Gloved down that time by Oliver. Sent behind the net. Peel. And now sent up and out to center. Back for it. Bellucci. David Bellucci. Give on up ahead. And sent in by Stevens. On the chase now is Greg Conrad. Puck goes around the wall. It'll be flipped up and out to center ice. Bellucci. His pass intercepted, and here comes Hamilton the other way. An onside rush. The Gagnon pass is knocked back towards the Hamilton, and no icing. Retreating for it, Morrison. His pass on across the middle. This is knocked down with a high stick, but played on. As Hamilton gained possession. Shot, save, Ketchabaugh, and he holds on. Bray afterwards gives a little snow to Brian Ketchabaugh, and he gets the business from both Camille Tkachuk and Frank Cozzolino. 1:16 to go in the second period, 4-1 Hamilton. And Brian Ketchabaugh having a word with one of the referees behind the net. Off the faceoff, McKee lost the draw that time to Nichols. It's Morrison going around the net with it. Bennett Morrison spins it back behind the net. Ruto sent it out in front of Sam Ketchabaugh. A rebound just wide. Ian Nichols on the doorstep. Ruto down low in the corner. Tyler Ruto back out to the point. Cross ice pass. Corralled, settled, and sent low by Morrison. Picked up by Brendan Dawson. Now for Cozzolino. Cozzolino tries the right wing board, sent in further by Jimmy McKee. All this, no icing. Slung around, but not out. This little bouncing puck shot goes wide. Rebound loose. Played a high stick, and now we get the whistle. 34.4 seconds to go in the second period, and Hamilton leads by 3. Panthers have themselves an uphill battle considering Evan Bightnice leads the nation in save percentage at 9.49. His goals against at 1.5 is third in the country. And so that's the task that the Panthers have to face here in the final 25 seconds of the second and all of the third. This one comes up and out to center. An onside play. It's knocked down by Bellucci. to the point, but not out. A wrist shot deflected over the bar. Rebound to the right side, left side glove down. Here goes Jacobs with 8 to go in the period. Jacobs drops off. Quest in front. Jacobs save. And penalty call coming up against Middlebury. Bynice was trying to get back to his cage, and Jacobs knocked into him. And so with 2.5 seconds to go, goalie interference to be the call. And Middlebury again will have to kill off a penalty. Face off all the way in the Panthers zone. Evan Bynice will come to the bench early. Six attackers on for Hamilton with 2.5 seconds to go. Giasanti to take the draw against Conway. Giasanti wins it to the corner, and that will do the second period of play. But the Hamilton faithful pleased with the effort from their Continentals through two periods, in which in that second period saw Hamilton score 3 times. Twice on the power play. Our score at the end of 2, Hamilton 4 and Middlebury 1. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
At this moment, there are about 70 children in Vermont foster care waiting for their forever families. Most of these children are school-aged and already fierce survivors. They often bear the scars, both physical and emotional, of the trauma they've endured. But like all children, they like to play and hang out with friends and need the love and stability that family provides. All types of adoptive families are needed. Singles and couples, old and young, gay and straight, country and city folk. There is no one definition of the perfect family. If you have room in your home and heart for a child, call Project Family at 1-800-476-7000 or get info on the web at projectfamilyvt.org. Project Family is a collaboration between the Vermont Department for Children and Families and Lund. You can change a child's life today and forever.
Sponsored by Vermont DCF, aired by the Vermont Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Oh my gosh, Martin, I just can't make up my mind about what to do a commercial about. We have so many things in this store, it's just not hardware.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, we sell pots and pans and can openers and coffee makers, foams, dog food and cat food, grills and snowblowers, candles and light bulbs and puzzles.
Hey, hey.
And Kindles and TVs, gloves and hats, and I can't forget mittens.
Slow down.
Oh, and bath mats and shower curtains, maple syrup, pellets, paint and paint brushes, too, phones and bird food.
Kathleen.
And sleeping bags and tents, hoses and nozzles and ride-on toys. Oh, and we fix screens and windows and convert VHS tapes to DVD. We sell heaters and dog toys and lumber. Oh, my gosh.
Kathleen, I think you forgot something.
Well, I can't possibly list everything, Martin.
I think you forgot the kitchen sink.
Ugh, ahaha. Funny, Martin. For just what you need, even a kitchen sink, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and in Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury at Denneker Virgens or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
4-1 Hamilton leads after the second period here at Sage Rink. Here is how we got there. It was 1-1 going into the second, then midway through it, right after a whole bunch of penalties that expired, Rory Gagnon would make it 2-1 in favor of Hamilton.
Big hit put on by Cozzolino. Gagnon goes down. Bounces back up, gets a stick, shot goes wide of the net. Rebound to the left side. Another hurried shot, deflected in!
Rory Gagnon might have gotten the tip on it in front. With 11:15 to go in the second, Hamilton leads 2-1. Gagnon second of the goal. It's his sixth of the season, waiting for the official word on assists. That came at 8:45, making it 2-1 Hamilton. Then a five-minute major power play to game misconduct to Trevor Turnbull gave Hamilton a major power play, and they would score on it first at the 11:42 mark.
Setting up a perimeter. That shot kicked away that time by Malucci. With it now, Morrison. Give to Lamberti. Lamberti back out to Morrison. His shot score!
Morrison threw a screen. Klein went down to cover low. It went bar down. Power play continues for another 2:48. Hamilton leads 3-1. Morrison on the goal, his fourth of the season, as you heard there. Lamberti gets one assist, waiting for any others. 11:42, time to go, making it 3-1. And then the Continentals would make it 4-1. This is a short while later. In fact, it was 31 seconds later to make it 4-1.
We're trying to send a pass out for Markey. Bray's got it. Now a shot, set. Chunk of it, but not enough. Another power play goal. Jason Brochu this time scoring. It's 4-1 Continentals.
And that goal would chase Stephen Klein from the Nets. Jason Brochu's 10th of the season. Still waiting for the official words on the assist. We believe Bray's got one of them. It came at 12:13, just 31 seconds after that first goal. And that made it 4-1 Hamilton. And as we said, Stephen Klein would be pulled from the game after that. Brian Ketchabaugh has come on for the second game in a row. And for the third time in the last four games, Stephen Klein has been pulled from the game before 60 minutes have been completed. Shots on goal in the second period. If we're going according to the big board, it's 26-15. That is the case. 26-15 are the shots through two periods of play. So in that period, Middlebury ended up throwing just four shots on Evan Beintheis. And Ryan Ketchabaugh sees 10 shots after Stephen Klein was pulled. Four goals on 16 shots, and Ketchabaugh has seen 10 more. So the two-period total, 15 for Hamilton and just four for Middlebury. Their score at the end of two, it's the Hamilton Continentals 4 and the Middlebury Panthers 1. Out-of-town scoreboard. When we come back, you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The Middlebury Maple Run, Vermont's sweetest half marathon and relay, returns Sunday, May 7th. Register now and enjoy the perks of running this scenic race. Registered participants receive a high-quality cotton t-shirt, a shot of untapped all-natural athletic fuel, live musical accompaniment while you're running, a unique and locally produced finisher's medal, entry into the post-race pancake breakfast, free bag check, parking and shuttle service are all included. Lace up and visit MiddleburyMapleRun.com.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
It's the President's Day sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Lease the 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, $239 a month for 36 months and $29.99 down. February is Ram Truck Month. Lease the 2017 LD Quad Express 4x4 V6, only $149 a month for 24 months with $24.99 down. All leases with approved credit. Visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
4-1 Hamilton leads Middlebury after the second period of play. This is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Other NESCAC scores here this evening. They are early in the third period at Amherst. Williams trailing Amherst by a score of 1-0. Up in Maine, Tufts has a 2-1 lead on Bowdoin. That game is midway through the third, 13:56, I should say, to go in the third period. So Tufts with a 2-1 lead on Bowdoin. Connecticut College trailing Colby 2-0. That's in the third period of play up in Waterville, Maine, at Alphon Arena. And Trinity all over Wesleyan, 6-0. The Bantams lead the Cardinals. That is early in the third period, 4 minutes into the third period there at Wesleyan. And the one other score going on right now in women's hockey, Middlebury leads Williams 1-0 at Kenyon Arena senior night for the girls. There's 17:26 to go in the third period in that game for the Panthers and Williams in women's hockey. This has been the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. End of two here, Hamilton 4, Middlebury 1. There will still be a minute 58 of carryover power play time for the Continentals when we come back for the third period of play. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denniker.
It's Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Daneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Daneker deals, and we make you smile. At Daneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Daneker Virgens, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Daneker Chevrolet.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Sage Rink as we're getting ready to start the third period of play in a 4-1 Hamilton lead as Evan Beitenheis really loses an edge but takes his Hamilton Continentals back on the ice for the start of this third period. Ryan Ketchupall leads the Panthers back out onto the ice as well. At a minute 58 seconds of carryover power play time for the Continentals to start the third period here. Winds down. All the officials gather right at the center ice spot. So, Hamilton on the power play to start this third period of play. Still not updating all the penalties. We carry on. Third period underway. And Hamilton in the white jerseys, trimmed in blue and gold, going away from us here in this third period. We're set up behind the net, which is now the Hamilton net here in this third period. Middlebury in the navy blue with the white trim, going at our broadcast vantage point here in the third period. Puck is behind, and now out in front, Hamilton setting up in the Middlebury zone, but a pass off the mark, and now a foot race the other way. Jasanti shooting, glove save by Nice, leaves it on off for Truman Lewandowski. Lewandowski sends it around for Rory Gagnon. Gagnon spins away from a check, and now skates up the left side. Pass ahead, deflected down by Neary, who goes, gets it, sends it up the half boards, and it'll be sent further, this time by McKee. Back into the Panthers zone, around Ketchabaugh's net, first one on it is John Stickle. Back out to the point with it, Karkeek puts one through, and a save made by Ketchabaugh, and he holds on. A minute one gone by in the third period, 57 seconds remaining on the Danny Jacobs penalty, 4-1 Hamilton leads. Off to the left of Ryan Ketchabaugh. Off the tie-up. Dawson trying to win the puck, couldn't quite do so. Goes around the net. Send down low. Stevens puts a hit on to send up the not out. Setting up Nathan is check that. That's Morrison. Morrison's got it. Knocked off his stick and comes out to the neutral zone. And it will get sent all the way down. Half a minute going to power play as Beitenheis leaves it off for Lamberti. Connor Lamberti takes a look, starts to step out the right side and snaps a pass to the left where Smelster tries to send further. Instead, it's Gagnon sending into the Panthers zone. Retreating on this one is Dawson. He'll send all the way down. Beitenheis comes out to play it, leaves it behind. Picking it up is Karkeek. Smelster. Power play is now over. 3-for-7 if the numbers are correct for Hamilton. Yes, up the wall. Big hit put on and taking the brunt of that shot was Neary as him and Gagnon came together right in front of the Middlebury bench. Puck tied up in the right corner. Down at the far end in the Middlebury end right now and the Panthers have come out and do.
a center ice skate. Left off. Here's Volucci. Toe dragging, a shot goes wide. Rebound. Come place. Chop at it. Helton chops at that. A stick goes flying. A puck goes squirting along the boards. Danny Jacobs putting the hit on and putting a couple shoves into Smelster after it as well. They still do battle. Down goes Smelster. Whistle is blown, and I believe Smelster is going to get the call here. Is Jacobs going to go with him? Is the question. Time and a penalty, 2:44, and yes, it's going to be match minus. So, let's give them each roughing. Face-off to stay in the Hamilton zone here. Off this draw, Lamberti leaves it aside. The Panthers have to retreat here. Neutral zone skating into the Panthers zone. Puck down behind the net. Another collision back. There's been a lot of hits in this game. If someone was keeping stats on hits, there'd be plenty. White Ice couldn't control that. Mitch Allen couldn't either. A backhand pass comes up and out to center. Finally separating back in the zones, Morrison and Allen. In the meantime, down the Panther, a shot goes wide of the net. Rebound bounces up and out to center ice. This is John Carkeek with it back in his own end. Give on off. Oliver, his pass deflected right towards Ketchabaugh. And a penalty call coming up against Middlebury. We've seen the points, but we don't have a signal yet. But we do know Brendan Dawson's going to the penalty box. Interference, the call. And then yet another power play. Time and a penalty. 3:34. So we'll skate 4-on-3 for minute 11. Off the draw in front is a shot, score! Ends up being a mini breakaway for Bennett Morrison. Well, check that. Might not have been Marchak. It wasn't Morrison. It was Truman Landowski who stepped in, or Conway possibly even. But with 16:21 to go in the third, it's now 5-1. It was Conway. Just basically got himself a little breakaway there. Conway, his seventh of the season. It's on the power play. And boy, the Hamilton power play, which had struggled coming into this game, has really woken up this evening. It's their fourth power play goal. One Hamilton. And this one dumped all the way into the Hamilton end. So Conway gets the goal at 3:39. 5 seconds after Dawson took the interference call. It might have been an unassisted goal as it took, just walked right in off the faceoff. Now it's down low again. A backhand save made. Ketchabaugh, he holds on. 15:34 to go in the third. Neil Conway's goal has made it 5-1. Conway's seventh of the season. And again, fourth power play goal for Hamilton. Just to give you an idea, Hamilton was 0 for their last 22 on the power play coming into this game, and 2 for their previous 35. Power play that had struggled, but tonight they put home 4. 5-1 Continentals. Here's Gagnon. Leaves it off for Oliver. Wayne Oliver with it. Center ice in the dump in. It goes around the net.
with it is Consolino, I should say, gets it up and out to center. Power play is over. Both guys don't realize they need to hop out of the box. Now they do. Smelster and Jacobs get to their benches, and we're back to 5-on-5 hockey, although Jacobs stays out. A bouncing puck is loose along the left side, I should say, from our vantage point. Jacobs with it. Rolls around one. Dawson puts the hit on behind. This puck's still loose, and now the Panthers finally come away with it. A left wing pass, onside skate here for Tkachuk. Camille Tkachuk in the left wing corner now. Getting worked over this time by Nickerchity. Now it's a 2-on-3 mashup. Now Lamberti comes away with a loose puck up to the point, but not out. Bellucci shot deflected in front of Save A. Bite Nice. Rebound comes up and out to center. Jump back in. Bite Nice comes out to play it. The give on off for Lamberti. Connor Lamberti snaps a pass on off to the right wing side. An onside chip into the Panther zone. 14:02, third period, 5-1 Hamilton. And a near turnover down the Middlebury end, but now with it, McKee flips it up and out to center ice. A couple players slug away at it. And now here comes Hamilton yet again. Brochu put out for delayed penalty call and another penalty against Middlebury. To the point, a shot, save, catch a ball. Rebound loose, the centering pass goes all the way through, but not out. Turnaround pass, the setup, Stimola. He's got it at the right point now. Johnny Stimola, his pass is intercepted, and there's the whistle, and another penalty, a slashing call. It's been that kind of a game. Into the box, McKee. Middlebury Panthers hockey on One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. So the penalty comes 6:35, I should say. Carkeek goes around the wall. And now we'll get it behind his net. Carkeek now cross ice. Gagnon trying to catch up to that puck. Couldn't do so. Shorthanded attempt for the Panthers. Jasanti. Jasanti holds. Jasanti feathers a pass across. It's gloved down by Landowski. Losing an edge that time. Dawson. He bounces back up. Puck out to center. Cross ice pass. Chipped to the half boards. And comes out to center. With it is Morrison. Bennett Morrison. Gains the red line, dumps a hard around into the Panthers zone. Line change on for Hamilton. Penalty call coming up. It's going to be against, I'm not sure who. Conrad is being held back. Whistle's being blown. This has been a hotly contested game all the way through. Vinny Gestanti having a couple of words. And who's going to the box? Brendan Dawson goes to the box. So Dawson heads to the penalty box. Who else is going to go? Time of the penalties, by the way, 7:28. Is it just Dawson is the question. Both referees having a conference. Middlebury College Hockey to One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. And now to see what's being called. Still waiting to see if it's going to be, because this is all behind the play, right in front of the Middlebury bench. No time has been put up on the board yet. Brendan Dawson still sitting in the penalty box. Nobody has gone in on the Hamilton end. Jamie McKee is standing in the penalty box right now. Still waiting to see. The referees are done talking. linesman's been called over. And a five-minute major has gone up on the board for Dawson. Wow. And Dawson's been given a game misconduct as well. So that's two Panthers that have been given game misconducts. Dawson's night ends early. A five-minute major for boarding and a game misconduct. And then to boot, this is going to be 5-on-3 for a minute 7. So, 5-on-3 on season. Hamilton 1-for-4 in 5-on-3 opportunities. Middlebury has surrendered 4 5-on-3 goals in 9 chances against them. Well, 10 now. There was a 2-second 5-on-3 early. Well, back to the point. A 5-on-3 for Hamilton here. Worked on the left side. Back to the point. Fake shot that time by Gagnon. He's working the left point. He's got the puck now. Goes on across, picking it up and spinning around is Kaki. Back to Gagnon. Sends down to the left wing corner. 45 to go on the two-man advantage. Kaki shooting high and wide. Rebound, left wing boards. Gagnon tries to keep in, does momentarily. A bounce puck gloved down and kept in this time on the boards by Sterling Bray. Kaki at the point. Sends down to the right wing side. Gets it back. Shooting and a glove save made by Ketchabaugh. And he holds on. 27 seconds on the man advantage, 11:52, third period, 5-1 Continentals. Line change on for both sides. And it's been a very hotly contested game. Danny Tai serving the penalty, by the way, for Middlebury that was assessed to Dawson. Hamilton working the perimeter right now. Lamberti switches with Morrison. Cross-ice pass. Here's Lamberti. Faking shot. Oh, shanked. That was a shanked shot that time. Conway on the interchange. Lamberti's got it. 2-1. The 5-on-3 is over. Still 5-on-4 for another 3:50. Shot. That goes wide. Rebound loose in the left wing corner. Behind. Slamming on the brakes. Conway. Trying to send it around the wall and then picks up a loose puck. And tried to set out in front with it. Couldn't quite do so. Gets a bouncing puck back anyway. Back to the point, Lamberti. Now a wrist shot, save made by Ketchabaugh off the Morrison wrister, and he holds on. 11:01 to go in the third. 3:29 on the major penalty assessed to Brendan Dawson. Hamilton leads 5-1. Off to the left of Brian Ketchabaugh, controlled by Brochu. Back out to the point, holding it. Karkeek trying to send down low. That's intercepted, but not out of his zone. Cross ice pass by Gagnon, and another one. Gagnon tried to corral a bouncing puck, couldn't do so, but able to do Landowski, that is. Around it goes. Karkeek's guy at the left point. Cross ice for Gagnon. That shot knocked into the netting, getting a stoppage of play with 10.5 to go in the third period. Hamilton leading 5-1. Off the draw. Sent up and not out of his zone. Keep down low. Still worked around the perimeter. Now a centering pass out front misses the mark and it comes all the way across. Still with a shot. Save me. Ketchabaugh on a rebound off the post. This one comes out to center. Morrison's got it. Back for Lamberti. Lamberti goes behind his own net. There's a pass on the right side. The send in hard at time by Morrison. Behind the Middlebury cage, Bellucci gathers, sends around the boards, but not out of his zone. Lamberti, the give, and now the setup. Lamberti's got at the right point. Goes on to the left, fake shot by Conway, passes down low, shot save, catch a ball, he holds on. 9:35 to go, third period. Hamilton leads 5-1. In a game that's been pretty much all Hamilton from the second period on. Off the draw, puck comes across. And now Middlebury trying to clear the zone, and they will all the way down. Bitenice comes out to play it. Gagnon nearly turned over to Conrad, but Gagnon's got it. In across the Panther line. Where Gagnon ends down low. Goes around the boards, not quite out just yet. To the point, Gagnon once again. Gagnon trying to put the hit on Cozzolino, but Gagnon had it ready. A left circle shot, same made, catch a ball. Rebound in the corner. Still Hamilton with it, still a minute 14 on the major power play. This one off a stick and goes all the way into the neutral zone. Back for it, Karki. Karki. Here comes a dump into the zone with 8:22 to go. Tie up along the boards. Puck chopped out a little bit. Still behind the net. Still happened to win it, but a centering pass goes all the way down. So the setup behind the net. And now Hamilton in. 20 to go on the man advantage, I should say. Around the net and into the left corner it is. Bellucci tying up with his man, coming and getting help from McClellan. 2-on-2 board battle. 5 seconds to go on the major power play. Still tied up behind the net. So Middlebury kills off the major penalty. Hamilton 3-for-10, if my numbers are correct. No, 4-for-10. My numbers are correct. I'll have to check that some more. This one flipped up and not quite out of the zone. Now we'll get out of the zone. An onside skate for Chisanti. Chisanti's centering pass is knocked out to the point. They keep in the send down low by Stevens. Tkachuk ties up Karki. Puck goes around the wall. Tkachuk trying to win the board battle. Nichols snapped his head back. One high stick call, none given. Back to the point for a shot. Same made. Bitenhuis off the deflection. Now at the point, another shot. Same made. Bitenhuis rebound score! Travis Stevens on the doorstep after the Neary shot was saved by Bitenhuis. Travis Stevens makes it 5-2 with 6:41 to go in the third. Travis Stevens continues an impressive run of play for him. Stevens has now scored in 6 of his last 8 games. It's his second goal of the season. And in those last 8 games, Stevens now in his last 8 games has got 9 points, 2 goals and 7 assists. His second goal of the season makes it 5-2. Neary's going to get one assist. Neary gets the lone assist to this point. Bitenhuis kicks this one aside. Rebound around the wall and all the way down. This will be icing against Hamilton. So 6:02 to go in the third period. And the Travis Stevens goal has made it 5-2 Hamilton. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Latham Forest Products. For more than six generations, Latham Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full range of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. Onside skate out the other way by Court. This shot is going to be knocked up right into the glove of Brian Ketchabon. He can get his face off. 5:51 to go in the third period. Hamilton leads Middlebury 5-2. Just take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard. We'll get a chance in a moment. This is Bellucci up and out to center. Pacini's now got it. The give, almost onto the stick of Braden Quast. Oliver gets it onto left wing boards. Cross ice. Stamola overskating the puck. Chance here for the Panthers. Shot save made by Heisen. The rebound, trying to paw it out in front of Pacini. Oliver's going to pluck it off the net. Pacini knocks him down. And a penalty call coming up against Pacini. That is, I was wondering where the referee was. He was right below us. Power play coming again, cross-checking the call. Probably one of the easier cross-checks you will get. Pacini just knocks his man down and heads to the penalty box. Power play number 11 for Hamilton. Time of the penalty, 14:45. Now off the draw. And here come the Panthers out to center and into the zone. Jasanti still tied up there with a couple. Sends it back out. A turnaround shot by Cozzolito. Saved by Nice. Rebound is up and out to center. Neary back for it. Cross ice pass. And the Panthers come away with it. Cozzolito. Onside skate for him. Sharp angle shot. Save made. And nearly on the doorstep was Dawson. And then Bynice almost took out Conrad on the play. All the way down to the Panther end. Puck goes around the net. Still at the point. Pass back there is off the mark. Comes out to center. Stevens puts the hit on. And he hit Gagnon, who shoves him back. The two of them exchange pleasantries. A stick on the ice. Panthers on try. Side a shot. A save made by Bytenice. Off the stick of Bellucci. Stevens sends around. That stick belonged to somebody on the Hamilton bench, and he's got it back now. Left wing pass, Landowski. Cross ice pass onside for Brochu. Brochu shooting. He wanted to go far side and missed the post. Rebound bounces behind Ketchabaugh's net. Went out in front for a wrist shot. Save made. Ketchabaugh, and he holds on. 3:53 to go, third period. 38 seconds to go on the Joey Pacini penalty. 5-2 Hamilton. Trinity has defeated Wesleyan 7-2. Colby has defeated Connecticut College 2-1. Amherst defeats Williams 1-0. That shot goes wide off the draw. Tufts beat Bowdoin 3-1. That is the last game going on. Shot knocked into the corner. Everybody else is final now. A bouncing puck comes out. Garkey cross ice gets the return. Holds. And there's a pass down to the left side. Cross ice, Charkeek again. It's out in front. 5 to go on the power play. 3:18 to go in the third period. 5-2 Hamilton. Out of the box, Pacini. Shot from the point by Brochu knocked down. Still loose and finally around the boards. McKee puts the hit on. Puck up but not out. Shot blocked down. And the Panthers do get it to center and all the way down. Bytenhuis snaps a pass on off to the left side. Quickly moving the other way. Onside is Court. Court shooting. Deflected in front just wide. Mercedi, the one who tipped it. And keeps it at the point. Now down low. And front catch a ball with the poke check. And now the Panthers come out the center. 2:33, third period, 5-2 Hamilton. Back into the Panther zone this goes. Back for it, Cozzolino. Leaves off for Neary. Neary around the boards. Cozzolino's got it. Chips it off the half boards and out to center. Oliver. Cross ice pass. Back into the zone. Gagnon. Tripped up. Penalty call again coming against Middlebury. This will be Neary. Neary will go for tripping with 2:11 to go in the third. Just been that kind of a night for the Panthers. A ton of penalties. This will be power play number 12 for Hamilton. Off the draw, Hamilton controls. Lamberti sends around. Trying to step up to it was Bellucci. It's chopped up and out to center. Foot race is on. McClellan nearly got by, but Lamberti came up to help out, prevent a shorthanded attack. There's a pass on the left right wing side. Morrison sends into the Panther zone. Just guided aside by Ketchabaugh and slugged up and out of play by a frustrated Jimmy McKee. 1:45 to go in the third, 5-2 Hamilton. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com. Face off to the right of Brian Ketchabaugh, who again came on in relief of Stephen Klein. This sets all the way down. Ketchabaugh, by the way, has faced 19 shots in this game, turned aside 18. Chip into the zone, going back for it, Conrad. Conrad sends it up and out, kicking it forward, Stevens. Stevens, a short-handed attempt, wanted to send it across for Quast. That's deflected. Karkeek on ahead here in the other direction goes Bray. And set down low in the corner, right wing side. 55 on the power place. Pass across, shot blocked down to the point, Karkeek. Sends a backhand around. Karkeek's got it. Inside of a minute to go here, third period, 5-2 Hamilton. A pass out to the neutral zone. Karkeek back for it. Stevens watches him. Cross-ice pass, and now retreating further is Gagnon. Gagnon sends it around the boards, catches the referee, skate. Lamberti had a puck stripped off his stick and sent down into the zone by Allen. Back for it now, Lamberti. Spinning away, Brochu. 30 seconds to go in this one. 5-2 Hamilton. Pass to the right wing side. An onside rush now for Brunertel. Gains the line and hits, gets into a collision with McKee. Picked up, slugged all the way down. A couple sticks on it. With it is, looks like Gagnon with it. Onside play. Drop pass, intercepted. 6 seconds to go. Here's Neary out of the box. Neary, last shot, sticked into the netting with 1.9 seconds to go. So if there were any mathematics, it would be they are now solved. The Middlebury Panthers will be eliminated from the NESCAC playoffs. Will be eliminated from playoff contention, I should say, officially in 1.9 seconds. Court to take the draw against Jasanti. Jasanti wins it. Turnaround shot by McKee is blocked off. And the Hamilton Continentals defeat the Middlebury Panthers by the score of 5-2. In what was a very hotly contested game. Vinny Jasanti right now still talking to one of the referees afterwards, trying to put a point across. Not agreeing with something, but all the Panthers now gathering at the far side. Brian Ketchabaugh will lead the handshake line for Middlebury. Tyler Brunato leading it for Hamilton. Again, a very fiercely contested contest. But in the end, Hamilton scoring 4 power play goals in this one. as the handshakes and a couple hugs going on down the line continue. Hamilton 5, Middlebury 2, a post-game wrap-up, one we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergence. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergence. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
It's the President's Day sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Lease the 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, $239 a month for 36 months and $29.99 down. February is Ram Truck Month. Lease the 2017 LD Quad Express 4x4 V6, only $149 a month for 24 months with $24.99 down. All leases with approved credit. Visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Sales, quality you can tell, for people in the know. Great customer care anytime, anywhere. We're always behind you. MoMA Trailer Sales.
MoMA Trailer Sales announces the grand opening now going on at their new, unique, one-of-a-kind indoor showroom at 60 Trade Road, Plattsburgh. MoMA Trailer Sales knows that purchasing a camper should be something more than just clicking on a button, so they brought the camping experience to you at their new indoor showroom at 60 Trade Road. Browse all the popular floor plans from the industry's most reputable manufacturers at MoMA Trailer Sales' new indoor location, 60 Trade Road. You'll find huge savings on all new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, hybrids, and pop-ups, along with special financing for qualified buyers. And to their friends north of the border, you'll get more for your Canadian dollar at MoMA Trailer Sales, now with their new showroom, 60 Trade Road, Plattsburgh, just off I-87, exit 38 West.
MoMA Trailer Sales.
Judy and Lori, the Lumina Estheticians, are celebrating 8 years of helping people attain beautiful skin, and it's time for a great special. It's the $88 anniversary facial special. This special facial will rejuvenate your dry, dull winter skin. Plus, as a bonus, choose either a microdermabrasion treatment or a perfecting peel, all for just $88. Book your appointment with either Judy or Lori now and make your skin look the best. Lumina in South Burlington. For your personal appointment, call 861-0200.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Sage Rink, where the Hamilton Continentals finished off the Middlebury Panthers by a final score of 5-2. There were two goals scored in the third period. The first one on the power play came at the 339 mark, right after Brendan Dawson took an interference penalty. Hamilton would make it 5-1. So we'll skate 4-on-3 for minute 11. Off the draw in front is a shot score! Being a mini breakaway for Bennett Morrison. Well, check that. Might not have been Marchekin. It wasn't Morrison. It was Truman Landowski who stepped in, or Conway possibly even. But with 16:21 to go in the third, it's now 5-1. The numbers are a little difficult to pick up at the opposite end of the ice for Hamilton because of the mix-in with the blue on the jerseys. It ended up being Conway. He gets the goal, his seventh of the season at 3:34, making the score 5-1 at that point. And then the Panthers would get one back at the 13:19 mark, courtesy of Travis Stevens.
Duck ties up the car key. Puck goes around the wall. Kachuk trying to win the board battle. Nichols snapped his head back. Wanted a high stick call. None given. Back to the point for a shot. Save made by Heiss off the deflection. Now at the point, another shot. Save made by Heiss. Rebound score! Travis Stevens on the doorstep after the Neary shot was saved by Beinheiss. Travis Stevens makes it 5-2 with 6:41 to go in the third. Stevens second of the season. Neary's got one assist. No official word on the second assist. It comes at 13-19, making it 5-2, but that's the way the score would end. Shots in the third period for Hamilton, 13, a three-period total of 39. For Middlebury, 12, a three-period total of 27. When we return, Stars of the Game get you set up for the season finale tomorrow at Amherst. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Oh my gosh, Martin, I just can't make up my mind about what to do a commercial about. We have so many things in the store, it's just not hardware.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, we sell pots and pans and can openers and coffee makers, foams, dog food and cat food, grills and snowblowers, candles and light bulbs and puzzles.
Hey, hey.
And Kindles and TVs, gloves and hats, and I can't forget mittens.
Slow down.
Oh, and bath mats and shower curtains, maple syrup, pellets, paint and paintbrushes, too, phones and bird food.
Clean.
And sleeping bags and tents, hoses and nozzles and ride-on toys. Oh, and we fix screens and windows and convert VHS tapes to DVD. We sell heaters and dog toys and lumber. Oh, my gosh.
Kathleen, I think you forgot something.
Well, I can't possibly list everything, Martin.
I think you forgot the kitchen sink.
Ugh, ahaha. Funny, Martin. For just what you need, even a kitchen sink, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and in Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. Or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
5-2, Hamilton with the victory. These are the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Third, all three of them from Hamilton tonight. Third star in the game is Neil Conway, a goal and an assist for him. Second star will go to John Carkeek with a three-assist performance. Rory Gagnon, with a couple of goals, gets the number one star. Those are the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. And so the Middlebury College hockey season will finish tomorrow afternoon at Orr Rink in Amherst, Massachusetts. It's a 3 p.m. face-off, pregame show at 2:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Middlebury and Amherst in the season finale here for Middlebury College hockey. So our final score again tonight, 5-2 Middlebury. Thank you very much to Jim Tye back in the studio doing an excellent job as always. And thank you to you, the fans, for listening to this presentation of Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. My name is Brent Luthner. Once again, the final score here from Sage Rink. It was the Hamilton Continentals 5 and the Middlebury Panthers 2. Until tomorrow afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, we say good night from Clinton, New York.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury. Your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the Week Air people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding. Route 7 South in Middlebury. Laffer Forest Products. For more than six generations, Laffer Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. And Denneker Chevrolet. Route 7 South Middlebury and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.